Polls show Huckabee is trailing GOP frontrunner John McCain in tomorrow's Wisconsin primary, and today former President George Herbert Walker Bush is expected to become the latest member of the GOP establishment to endorse McCain. But Huckabee continues to try to strike a connection with working-class Republicans and independents. In what better place to do that than a Milwaukee bowling alley? Yay! Huckabee and his wife bowled a game against the news media, and then the former Arkansas governor traded bowling tips and made other small talk with a long line of well-wishers. Huckabee told reporters that his plan to replace federal taxes with a flat 23% consumption or sales tax would help owners of bowling alleys and other small businesses.
Small businesses are buried with paperwork and bureaucracy. Under the fair tax, the tax system is simple. You're not taxed for your productivity. You only pay tax at the point of consumption at the retail level.
Critics oppose the fair tax on many fronts and argue that Huckabee would need a new federal agency to replace the IRS he despises. Huckabee will campaign in three Wisconsin cities today, while Senator McCain will be in Appleton tonight. Last Friday, after a McCain speech, Franklin resident Leroy Levendesky said there are many reasons to like the Arizona senator.
Because he's trying to save taxes, he's a veteran, and he was a prisoner of war.
Levendesky says among the candidates left in the race, there's no one better than Senator McCain. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.